I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the program. It is Tony Gwynn opening day. And the Padres will be taking on the Giants tonight following our program, Sammy Levitt's pregame show at 5:40. Padres and Giants at 6:40 with No-No Joe on the hill, Joe Musgrove, against left-handed young lefty Kyle Harrison of the San Francisco Giants. This hour on 97.3 The Fan, brought to you by Ashley Furniture. Celebrate and save at Ashley's anniversary sale with hot buys, your choice of color, starting at just $399. Ashley sleep mattresses starting at $250. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. This is only at Ashley. Something I'm going to be checking into soon. We got to get a new mattress, Scraby.
You keep saying it.
Well, I'm busy working.
What are you doing?
Working.
Oh, okay.
Doing the show.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Chrisello, Matt Scraby here. Tony Gwynn Jr. down at Petco Park. Friar Friday. Before we get to our interview with Dylan Cease, updating you, South Carolina at halftime is pulling away now a 17-point lead over Indiana in the women's Sweet 16. Earlier today, Oregon State beat Notre Dame, and I just saw they put up a stat. Oregon State was minus 21 in turnover differential still won the game.
How does that happen?
I guess they shot really well.
Yeah.
And I guess Notre Dame did not shoot really well. Minus 21 in turnovers, and you win the game. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
All right, Friar Friday, Dylan Cease, our guest. Tony and I caught up with him, and I know you'll enjoy this visit as much as we did.
First Friar Friday of the year, we get none other than newly acquired Dylan Cease. Dylan, first, welcome to San Diego, man. Welcome to the show. Happy 2024 season.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's great to be here. It's definitely as sunny in San Diego as everyone has told me, so it's been great to be here.
Well, I'm glad you're going to get at least a day of this in, because it sounds like we're going to have some rain tomorrow and Sunday.
Yeah, looking like it.
Yeah, we'll talk to you a little bit about the transition. Obviously, you get traded over here to San Diego at the time where we're all in Phoenix, where spring training is, and I think everybody just assumed that we see you once we came back from Korea, since we were leaving on the day you were traded. But nevertheless, you end up in Korea. Just talk about the kind of whirlwind you went through to get to Korea and now finally being back in the States.
Yeah, so I got the call probably around 3 or 4 in the afternoon. And at first, it was, you know, they were kind of saying, like, hey, you might have to get on a 7 a.m. flight to Korea. And I was, you know, kind of just in a scramble to, like, get everything taken care of and figure out the logistics. And thankfully, they were able to find me a nighttime flight. So, 4 o'clock at the call, then start preparing, start getting everything ready. And that following day, I wake up. And I go to the White Sox facility, I get all my stuff, say goodbye to everyone, and kind of just have stuff to do throughout the day to just, you know, get to the point where I can make it to the airport. And then finally make it to the airport, have around 7, have a two-hour layover in LAX, and then a 13-hour hot flight over to Korea.
Dylan, obviously it was very important for you to, you know, be with your new teammates as soon as you could. And, you know, I think it was a great move on your part, you know, to say, hey, I'm now a Padre. I want to get right there and be with these guys. You know, every time we ask guys about being traded, I think there's a little more to it than we just think. You know, you're not just a name on a roster. You're a guy that got to know all these people in Chicago, got settled there. Has it been at all difficult for you to make the transition, or is there a little happiness in the sense that it doesn't appear like the White Sox are going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah, it's always challenging. Like you said, there is the human element behind it, where we are more than just, you know, our stats and our this and our that. But I feel like it took me, within a couple of days, I was kind of getting, you know, really settled in with the idea and you know, getting more used to it. And I'm at the point now where as soon as I figure out my housing, I pretty much really feel settled here. I've been really impressed with everyone with this organization and just how comfortable and easy they've made everything. So I already feel like I'm, you know, a part of the team. And although there is an aspect of that where, you know, you kind of have to earn, you know, you still have to earn everything. So, you know, I want to go out and perform and, you know, pull my weight, but it's been a great experience so far. And yeah, it was definitely bittersweet because I had a lot of good friendships and relationships and really was just very comfortable in Chicago. That's a great city and it's really enjoyable to live there. So it was interesting to have to basically, you know, no longer be a part of any of that. So I definitely found my mind, especially on the flight over to Korea, kind of like thinking and remembering some memories back from Chicago and just how quickly the time went by. And I'm very excited for this new chapter.
Dylan Cease joins us here on our first Friar Friday. He'll be tomorrow's starter for the Pods. And Dylan, it's so interesting you brought up kind of already feeling settled. It was kind of eye-opening to me. I believe it was your first bus ride came on our way to the field in Korea. And the thing I noticed was how seemingly comfortable you were with everybody, but more I thought was impressive was everybody was comfortable with you. Is that just your normal kind of demeanor, or has it been a little bit of, you know, you feel comfortable being in this organization?
I think a big part of it is just there's a really good group of dudes on this team and in this organization. So it's just been kind of one of those things where it's been almost seamless, and I got to know everyone pretty quickly. And you know, obviously, honestly, being in Korea is, I think everyone's a little bit uncomfortable. So I think we're all kind of experiencing something new and kind of, I guess, bonding and sharing, you know, an experience like that. So I don't know. It's just, you know, I was definitely a bit nervous and a bit anxious and all of that. Just, you know, like you said, I mean, it was a huge whirlwind. But really, I was just kind of trying to stay in the moment and just keep focusing on baseball and what I had to do to really get ready for the season.
Dylan Cease is with us, and we're really excited to have him here in San Diego and on our program, our first Friar Friday interview of the year. People around here, Dylan, I don't know if it's got back to you, but they're calling you the right-handed Blake Snell. That's a pretty high compliment, considering Blake Snell just won a Cy Young. You yourself nearly won a Cy Young a couple of years ago. And I'm not big on the analytics of baseball, but they say that you pitched pretty well last season, very similar to how you pitched 2 years ago, didn't have the same results. How frustrating was last year for you, and what are you working on to try to get back to 2 years ago?
Yeah, I found last year to be pretty frustrating. I feel like I really only pitched, you know, up to maybe 30 or 40% of my ability. I had a lot of starts where I just wasn't executing much of anything. So, the biggest thing is just really making sure that the process is locked in, which kind of gets refined every year. And for me, too, it's just making sure the mechanics are locked in and I'm kind of focused on what I need to focus. And, it's actually been really nice working with Ruben here, kind of getting his input on things and being able to talk with really all the other starters and all the other pitchers. It really, at the end of the day, it's just with pitching, it can be something as simple as you just get a little feel from, you know, you tweak something and then all of a sudden it's automatic. And unfortunately, it's not always as easy as it, you know, happening instantly. Last year, I mean, I didn't really find a good feel till the end of the season. But I'd like to think that a year like last year is sort of just like a character building year and a year where it's like, you know, if I can go out there and pitch and to provide value and do things, well, I don't know where the ball is going and I you know, don't have a good feel, then, you know, that's kind of like showing that even at my worst, I'm able to go out and provide something and compete. So hopefully I just learn from it and you know, carry a little bit better energy and mindset and all that into this season.
Dylan, one of the things I've noticed in watching you pitch last couple of years and in your outings here so far in a Padre uniform, you're a part of this kind of generation of pitchers, and I'd say like in the last 10 years, that doesn't have the long arm swing. It's kind of short, almost by your ear. Have you been one of those guys that was always this way, or did you make an adjustment to kind of get to that where you are now?
I never did anything consciously to change that. It just happened as years went by. I'd like to think it's just my body kind of figuring out the most efficient and best way to sustain, you know, high power output with kind of the endurance and, you know, going out every 5 days and pitching. So there's actually videos out there. My twin brother sent it to me the other day, and it's some guy made a video of like my arm path from 2016 to now, and I used to have an extremely long one, but for whatever reason, it's just shortened up over the years.
Twin brother, there you go. Yep. here's that's something we did not know. I don't know that anybody knew that, but Tony, you can drop that now on the broadcast.
right?
Hey, Dylan, I don't know where I get some of these crazy questions. Last year we had a guy named Matt Carpenter. He's now at the Cardinals, and I don't know, the big thing we all noticed about Matt Carpenter is his mustache. So we get Dylan Cease, and first thing I said is, this guy rocks one of the best mustaches in baseball. But then you came to San Diego, and you've kind of covered it up with the beard. Is this what we're going to get this year, or could we see a return to the mustache only?
Yeah, anything's possible. I had a much longer beard in Arizona, and then before the flight to Korea, I wanted to get it trimmed up, and the guy ended up cutting off a bunch of it. So I borderline was ready to go back to the stash then, because all that hard work I'd put in just got clipped away. But it's possible. For now, I'm enjoying the beard, but I do like the mustache. So I would definitely say there's a solid chance it comes back.
Now, one more before I let you get out of here, Dylan. Obviously, your start day is tomorrow, should the weather cooperate. You got the one start here earlier this week. What's your feelings about the pitching in this ballpark and off that mound? I know every mound is a little bit different, every city you go to. You've had the opportunity to pitch here before. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a pitcher-friendly ballpark, and mix that with one of the best defenses around. All the cards are definitely stacked in my favor, but at the end of the day, it's, you know, can I go out and execute and put the ball where it needs to be put? I'm feeling great about it. I mean, like I said, definitely one of the more advantageous situations of my career in terms of pitching. So hopefully it's just one of those things that I get more and more and more comfortable and I'm able to carry that all the way through the end of the season.
Well, we definitely know everybody here in San Diego certainly excited to have you as a part of this ball club. Good luck tomorrow on your first start, and we appreciate you coming on today.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys having me.
Thanks, Dylan.
Dylan Cease there for the San Diego Padres.
Pretty good start to our Friar Friday visits. Dylan Cease, number 84. Didn't get a chance to ask him about that, but got the mustache information.
Yes, and the twin information.
And the twin brother information.
I always think about this, like, when you have twins, one's really good at sports, and I guess the other wasn't as good at sports or something. Like, that's very, right. It's got to be hard for the other twin.
All I remember about twins is that our friend, the great Ted Leitner, who had twins at one point.
All right.
I mean, his wife at the time had twins.
Yes,
The twins, they're all grown up now. But back in the day when Ted used to do the morning sports report on another network, as they say. Yes. Back in those days, you would give all the scores of all the games. And every time he came to the Minnesota baseball score, Ted would go, "The Twins!"
Because his twins drove him crazy.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean,
I used to laugh every time he did that.
I would imagine it would be tough as a parent. My one of my close friends has three kids, and one of them was two, and then he had twins. So it was
you
very
go right
tough.
From man-to-man defense to a zone.
To a zone, correct.
Yeah, three is, you know, then you gotta do like that's tough.
Triplets.
Yeah.
Quadruplets.
But,
I don't even know if that's a thing.
Ted Leitner always had a special affinity for the Minnesota Twins. I always thought it was funny. He's always been funny.
Yeah, Ted's always funny.
All right, we're going to check a little traffic here. And then we come back, we got our daily gambit. And then we have our AL and National League Central Division previews.
That's right.
So a lot coming up. Tony's going to step aside for a moment, but he'll return for the preview session. So stick around. More Gwen and Chris coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, hello, 3:22 the time. Chris Hello, Matt Scraby, together in the Odyssey Palace Studios, Tony Gwynn Jr. at Petco Park. We'll have our AL and NL Central Division previews. If you missed the AL West and the NL West, that was earlier this week.
Wednesday.
You remember what day? Wednesday. You'd have to look it up on the Odyssey app.
Well, yeah, it was Wednesday. That was the last day.
Odyssey app, or you can go to 973thefansd.com. Everything is there for you to enjoy once again.
Also, Dylan Cease, if you just missed it, is online. Right.
Correct. Now. You can listen to Dylan Cease again, or for the first time, or just whenever, whatever you want.
You can listen to it 10 times if you want to.
We'd appreciate it.
Well, if you move to 10 different locations, because then that makes 10 different listens. So don't listen to it 10 times on the same IP address is what I'm trying to say.
I see. Chris. Thank you.
Yeah. I always got to
know what an IP address is.
It's an internet protocol address.
I see.
It tracks you, basically.
Okay. Let's get to today's winners, losers, daily gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. I did a FanDuel fantasy lineup yesterday, Chris. It was one of those offers that get, you know, opening day offers or whatever.
Okay.
I was so terrible, so I reminded myself why betting is so hard. And making money is very hard, especially in daily fantasy betting. It's not good. It's not good.
But you gave in.
I did. Well, yeah. I mean, I only had to pay a dollar for it, but I'm not going to be doing it this week.
Gave in to temptation.
I did. It was a dollar.
Never getting that dollar back.
No, I am not. Speaking of Dylan Cease, and speaking of anything you hear on 97.3 The Fan, the Odyssey app lets you jump back to the moments you miss. While you're listening, you can go back, listen on demand if you missed a guest feature, something crazy that happened from earlier. We've got you covered. Download the free Odyssey app, search 97.3 The Fan, and tap earlier today to get started. Today to get started is what I was trying to say. We bet on North Carolina and Alabama last night. North Carolina, 4.5-point favorites in this game. Alabama, however, 189-87. Both Chris and I lose on this one.
Yeah, we bet against the Alabama coach.
Did you know? Okay, I know I'm breaking the mold here right now in this segment, but did you know Blake Snell was also a Twin?
Not a Minnesota Twin.
No, he has a twin. Okay. Brother.
Did not know.
That's crazy.
So we replaced one guy with a twin. With
and
another
the right-handed
guy, that's a twin.
Blake Snell.
The right-handed Blake Snell, yeah. Dylan Cease.
All right.
Very
thanks,
good.
Thanks,
that's
Jacob,
interesting
for that
stuff.
Information.
Thank you, Jacob.
Iowa State, 1.5-point favorites over Illinois last night. You chose Illinois. I chose Iowa State. And Illinois won 72-69, so you get that one right. Notre Dame, the women, 3-point favorites over Oregon State. We just talked about it. I picked Oregon State. Chris picked Notre Dame. Oregon State won 70-65. Is it Notre Dame... Notre Dame. I say Notre Dame because it's the fun way to say
it. Yeah, Notre Dame, but no, it's Notre.
All right.
N-O-T-R-E.
Notre.
It's not N-O-T-E-R.
All right. Oregon State, 70-65. South Carolina right now. Ooh, I was looking up earlier saying, because South Carolina is a 15.5-point favorite over Indiana, and I was saying we can pretty much assume that South Carolina is going to win by 15.5 or more. But right now, Indiana's only down 13, so we got to keep an eye on this one in the third quarter. Still a long way to go in this one. So.
Yes, sir. Indiana's doing a good job of hanging around against the undefeated Lady South Carolinians.
South Carolinians, yes.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't like to say their nickname.
The Gamecocks.
I know.
I
don't really like to say Oregon State's nickname either.
But that's what their nickname is. The Beavers.
Let's move on.
All right. What you got?
Well, we got NCAA basketball tonight. Marquette, North Carolina State, the one double-digit seed left in the men's tournament. Marquette's favored by 7.5. Over the Wolf Pack. I'll take NC State right off the bat. I think they keep it going. They might even win. So I'll take the points.
I'm going to go with you because if there's like a destiny team to get to like the Final Four, it's got to be North Carolina State.
Plus, so. I love North Carolina State's pudgy center.
Yeah, he's great.
He's fun to watch.
He is.
Purdue is 5 over Gonzaga. Zach Edey and company beat Gonzaga all the way back in the Maui Invitational in December by 10. Tonight, they're favored by 5. Scraby.
I got to think that Zach Edey has put the bad tournaments behind him, and I think Purdue wins.
Purdue. Well, I'll be rooting for Gonzaga, so I'll take them plus the points. I don't like Purdue.
Yeah, why not?
All their players think they're a whole lot better than they really are. They act it on the floor, and I'm not a fan.
Well, Zach Edey is the back-to-back
not
player
Zach
of the year.
Edey. Ah. He just does his thing.
Oh, it's the other guy.
The other guys go prancing around, and they don't realize that the only reason they're that open is because everyone's guarding him.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Houston by 4 over Duke. I've heard a lot of people say they think Duke's going to win this game straight up. That's the kiss of death. I'll take Houston, which survived a game effort from Texas A&M last weekend. Should relax tonight. Duke has one of my least favorite players on there as well.
I know, but Houston...
Filipowski.
Yes.
Ugh.
But Houston is a team that does seem to struggle.
Okay. Take Duke, then. You can do it. Bollinger will be happy with you.
No, I'm going to take Houston.
Wow. We're both taking Houston.
Yes.
Okay. One more, Tennessee, 3.5 over Creighton. Creighton in the Big East. The Big East has not lost a game.
Tennessee's
the
2
seed, Creighton's the 3. Well, Creighton got to the Elite Eight last year. Somebody beat them.
Yes, the Aztecs.
We did, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Are they going to get back to the Elite Eight or Tennessee? Who do you like here?
I'm going to go Tennessee.
You're going to take Tennessee?
Yeah.
I'll take Creighton. And Creighton, I always like to take points when I think the team can actually win outright.
All right.
Tomorrow, UConn is only 8.5 over Illinois. Either Illinois is a whole lot better than I thought they were.
I think that's the case.
Or people are not paying attention to what's going on. UConn has won 9 straight tournament games by 15 or more. So you're telling me all I have to do is give 8.5 points? That seems like the easiest gimme ever. And I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth. I am going to take UConn and happily give 8.5 points. What about you?
Yeah, after what I saw yesterday, it would be stupid for me to bet otherwise. I'm going to go UConn.
Okay. Couple games on the women's side, and then we'll wrap this up. Stanford later on, 2 seed, 4.5 points over another NC State. NC State on the women's side as well. Although NC State on the women's side is a 3 seed. Stanford by 4.5. You are up.
Stanford's not the Stanford that we know, right?
No, they're not as dominant as they have been.
I'm going to stick with NC State.
All right. I'm only going to take Stanford because they're in the Pac-12, and the Pac-12 is very deep in women's college basketball this year.
All right.
And I think that's why Stanford lost a few more games than we're accustomed.
Okay.
One more game tomorrow on the women's side. Caitlin Clark and Iowa.
The Caitlin Clarks.
7 over Colorado. I go first. I just told you that the Pac-12 is a lot deeper than we think.
Yeah.
Colorado's going to give Iowa a game. And also, there's the Caitlin Clark betting factor, which means they add points to Iowa because
she's on the team.
Just know who she is.
I
so
see,
they're
yeah.
likely to bet on Iowa. So they have to give a few more points to try and get people to bet on the other side. I think you get a value if you bet against Iowa, which I'll do. I'll take Colorado, +7.
I think the further in the tournament Iowa goes, the better Caitlin Clark is going to get.
Okay.
Because she seems to live the hype. I'm going to say Iowa.
Iowa there. Okay, very good. Meanwhile, Indiana, right at the end of the third quarter, has closed within 10.
Yes, they have.
Of South Carolina. And they got another free throw here.
You
got
to make your free throws.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, when you're trying to pull off an upset, every little bit helps.
Yes.
For sure.
You have to make your free throws.
South Carolina's 34-0.
Oh, she missed both of them. What are you doing?
You sound like a Hoosier over there.
Well,
all
I mean,
of a sudden.
There's one thing that bothers me in basketball, and it's when you miss free throws.
Really?
Yes.
You just think they should be automatic.
I don't think they should be automatic, but you gotta make your free throws if you're gonna win a game. It's what my dad beat in my head growing up because my dad's a huge basketball fan. He played college basketball. Mm-hmm. He coached basketball.
By the way, does that you gotta make your free throws or you can't win? Does that apply to every game?
Every
basketball?
Game. Every single game.
Yeah. Illinois last night.
Okay.
15 of 29. They were awful at the free throw line. It's the only reason the game was so close.
Anyway. Okay, so if they would have hit their free throws, they would have won easily.
They still won. Just saying. More Gwynn and Chris coming up.
I want to say something, but I got nothing.
I got nothing either. Tony Gwynn Jr. rejoins, and we break down the AL and NL Central Division races with predictions and award winners. It's the way only the Gwynn and Chris show can do it, and it's next.
It's got all the sports, music, and podcasts you crave. Download the free Odyssey app today.
Love Mediterranean food like I do. Try Spiro's authentic Mediterranean cuisine not only in Coronado and La Jolla, but also at Petco Park. If you're on your way to the game tonight, have some Spiro's.
Do it.
Yeah. Scraby knows.
Oh, man, Chris, I've lived off of your Spiro's for the last 2 days.
Yeah, feast.
I'm going to have to get back on SD fat loss here very shortly. Not because of the unhealthy food, just because it's so good.
It's healthy, but you ate a lot of it. Yeah, yes. For dining or takeout options, visit spirocuisine.com. Upset alert. I think that's fair to say. I mean, South Carolina is 34-0. Women's basketball. Indiana's making a run here. 8 minutes left. It is down to a 8-point spread, 65-57. So the Indiana's still got a little ways to go, but they were down like 20 before.
They need to get Indiana needs to get number 54 out of here. First, she misses both free throws. Then she just travels.
Scraby's really upset with Indiana right now.
It could be 65-59.
He wants to see them come back. South Carolina's...
That was an awful shot.
South Carolina's choking right now. They've had three straight air balls. So I think they're starting to feel the pressure. We'll let you know how that turns out. But first, we got to check some traffic. Then we get to our preview of the AL and NL Central, the way only the Gwen and Chris program can do it. And that music can mean only one thing. Time to return to our 2024 Major League Baseball preview. On Gwen and Chris, we did the AL West and the NL West earlier this week. So let's get to the AL Central and the NL Central. We do have the advantage of one game having been played by everybody, so... That could factor into some of our decisions. But Scraby, take over and lead us through this, and we'll get going here.
All right, let's start, as Chris said, with the AL Central. Tony, who's going to finish in first in that division?
I'm going to go with the Cubbies.
The Cubs. Wait,
I'm going with the
AL.
Yeah, I think he said AL.
Did I say NL?
No, you said AL, but you told him you were going to do NL first. And then you switched up on him.
I don't think I did.
Nice going.
I think you did.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Good job, Tony. You know that the Cubs are in the Central, at least.
He does know that. He just doesn't know what league they're in. That's
All right, exactly. AL Central. Do you need me to list the teams for you?
What a guy.
All right, I'm done now.
Either way.
It's almost fair to say that because we always complain, all of us, about the AL Central, that is where players go to disappear from the scene.
Well, now that Scraby has clarified the league that we're actually doing right now, I give you the Minnesota Twins as my
Twinkies
American League Central winners.
All right, Chris.
Twins repeat, says Tony Gwynn Jr. I'm going to go with an upset here. It seems like the AL Central is one of those where the divisions kind of change hands every year. I was really impressed with the Detroit Tigers, you know, last year. I mean, they finished a little under 500, but they were in second place. I thought they had a much improved season under A.J. Hinch. I think, you know, he was the guy that led the Astros during the crazy scandal-ridden era. But I think he can manage. And I think he's getting something out of this young team. I think they're starting to come of age a little bit. I like what they added on the pitching staff. Kenta Maeda, Jack Flaherty. So I'm going to go with the Tigers in an upset here. I'll take them in the AL Central.
I took the Twinkies, as you said.
You also won Twinkies. Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
Chris, who's your last place team?
This is an easy one. You know, it's interesting. The AL and NL West were really easy, right, with Oakland and the Rockies. And most people think the White Sox might even be worse than both those teams.
Whoa.
I've seen some people rank the White Sox even lower than that. You know, they pretty much have given up. I mean, the Dylan Cease trade will tell you that was the one star they had on that staff. I'm going to say the White Sox.
Okay, I was like, is he going to go in a completely different direction after all this? No, White Sox.
No, White Sox.
I'm also going to say the White Sox. Tony?
I'm going to say the White Sox, but I think the hype train for the Royals may be a little bit too hypey.
There's a lot of hype, but there's too many former Padres there, Tony. We can't root that hard against the Royals.
I'm just saying they might be able to shut some people down for a little bit, but can they score?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the White Sox because they seem like they're trying to lose right now.
All right, I'm up first for the MVP of the AL Central, and I'm going to go with Carlos Correa. Don't take my shirt off.
Really? Carlos Correa?
Because he...
It's about time he has a big season.
I was reading last night that his plantar fasciitis is completely gone. He feels really good, and he went 3-for-4 yesterday. So maybe a bounce-back season, I'm taking a chance.
Well, there it is. One game is affecting your decision.
I'm taking a chance, Chris.
He went 3-for-4.
He still has the talent.
Do you want to reconsider this? Because
no.
Hang on. You are the biggest Bobby Witt Jr. fan I have ever seen. You made him your number one pick in fantasy.
Well, yeah, it was a second overall pick.
And you're not going to choose him for MVP because why? You don't want to jinx it?
No, it's nothing like that. I don't believe in that stuff. I just think Carlos Correa is going to have that good of a season.
Interesting.
Because if the Royals are terrible and Bobby Witt Jr. is really good, then who cares?
Okay. Fair enough.
Tony?
I'm going to go with Luis Robert. I think he continues to ascend. He had a tremendous year last year. I think he just keeps getting better. So I'm going to give him the MVP of this division for the Central.
Chris?
He's going to pull in a Andre Dawson back in the day when he won NL MVP on the last place team.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, yeah. You got to have a great season to do that. So, all right, after all of this, I'll take Bobby Witt Jr. then. He's the best player in the division, and you drafted him number two overall of every player in baseball.
It was either him or Julio. Who would you have taken, Tony? Bobby Witt Jr. or Julio Rodriguez?
Julio.
Dang it. I knew I sat there until the end of my selection.
You just love Bobby Witt too much, but I'll take him for MVP.
It's not a bad
He's a 30-30 guy. That's pretty good.
By the way, I think it was the AI of Sports Illustrated that suggested the Padres trade Ethan Salas for Luis Robert Jr., and that will never happen. All right. Tony, Cy Young of the AL Central.
Oh, man. You know, Dylan Cease is no longer in the...
No, he doesn't count.
American League Central.
Yeah.
So he's out of there. How about I go back to old faithful Mr. Pablo Lopez of the Minnesota Twins?
You like that guy,
He's
Tom.
Got good, just filthy stuff off that bump.
Chris?
I'm going to go with a guy that I wound up with on our fantasy league. And he pitched six shutout innings on opening day. And I hear really good things about this guy, Tarik Skubal.
Oh, yeah.
Of the Detroit Tigers. He's their ace. He's ascending from everything I've read. So I don't know if he's good enough to win the whole division Cy Young, but if the Tigers are going to have a good year, maybe he will too.
I thought about going Michael Walker. I thought about going all those guys. But I'm going with a guy who I picked up yesterday morning, and now he's my favorite. Garrett Crochet of the White Sox. Struck out eight yesterday. Did some great things.
So Scraby's basing all of his picks on one day of baseball.
This is what you say in the draft.
Yeah, that is true. It is true. His ERA plus last year was great. He showed some promise in 2021. So, good there we go.
Plus. You got him.
Yes, I did.
Good luck with that.
Chris, you're newcomer to the division.
Yeah, I'm looking at the rosters right now, and I'm trying to find a newcomer. And
should I go first? I have mine.
The White Sox certainly don't have anybody. Cleveland is coming with pretty much the same squad. Detroit, young, but Mark Canha? I mean, he's an addition. But I can't see him being that dominant. I'll tell you what. I'll go with Jack Flaherty of the Tigers.
All right.
I don't know. Tony, you can know better than me, but this guy was one of the best pitchers in baseball 3 years ago. The injuries have, I guess, taken their toll. He doesn't seem to have the same stuff or command, but I can't really think of anybody else, so I'll go with him.
I'm going to go with Stephen Wilson.
Stephen Wilson of the Royals.
White Sox.
Yes, our old friend Stephen Wilson.
I'm going to say that he gets opportunities to close, and he's going to show that he's a closer in the league. So I'm going to be.
I think it's interesting. You're picking all White Sox here in this division. They're probably not going to win a game.
Correa.
Yeah,
this is very true.
Interesting.
Tony, you're a newcomer.
This is a pretty easy one. I mean, I can go. Mm. I'm going to say 1A or 1B is either going to be Seth Lugo. Or Michael Walker will be the newcomers of that division. There, both of them we know very well. Pitched their minds out last year. Were able to capitalize on it during free agency. So I'm gonna go with the.
I'll tell you what, Tony.
Lugo Walker combo.
I was gonna say I'm feeling very. Very gregarious here.
Oh, yes?
I don't know if that was the right word. But
you're feeling very outgoing here?
No, I'm just going to give him both guys. I'm going to let him have two.
Oh, you're being generous.
Generous. That's what
there
I wanted. Yes, being generous. You can have both guys, Tony.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
The law firm of Lugo and Walker.
Lugo Walker.
Very good.
All right, let's go to NL Central, and we're going to start with you, Chris, your first place team.
NL Central, man, the injuries have really taken their toll before the season started, but I bought into the Reds. They're young. They're hungry. They've got so much talent that they can't even fit everybody onto the roster. And they got a young pitching staff that's ready to bloom. If they can just get back to healthy, they got to get Matt McClain back. They got to get their cheating third baseman back, Noel Marte, for the second half. I'll take the Reds in a tight division race.
All right, I'm going to go with the Cubs because I guess there's a lot of hype and I fell for it. Tony, who are you going with for first place in the NL Central? Oh, you already said it, actually. The Cubs.
Yeah, remember?
Another Cubs, yeah.
Tony,
yeah,
do I need to name all the teams in the center of the year?
What a guy he is.
I know. I'm being very funny. You know, I'm being very annoying today, I gotta say.
Yes, you are.
You're in a good mood and annoying at the same time.
Last place team has gotta be the Pirates. They just are last place every single year. Was it last year that they started out really hot?
Yeah.
And then
they
faded?
For about the first half, they had a really nice run.
Tony, who do you think is going to be last place?
Wow. It's a tough decision.
I mean, it could be the Brewers.
Hmm.
But everything is telling me I need to pick the Brewers, but I'm going to pick Pittsburgh.
Can I stay with them?
All right. Stay with Pittsburgh.
Chris?
I'll tell you one thing. We didn't get this right last year because none of us picked the Cardinals to finish last in this division. Hard to believe they would be last again. I am going to go with the Brewers. You know, we see teams in baseball go from last to first. It happens a lot. We very rarely predict first to last. But I think in this division it's possible. Like the Brewers, you know, no Burns, no Woodruff. Those were the two guys that really carried them. You know, Rhys Hoskins is a nice addition, but I think Yelich is a little bit older. Two young guys alongside him in the outfield. I'll say the Brewers come in last. How about that?
All right. Tony, who's your MVP of the NL Central?
There's some good options in this division. Honestly, as bad as it is, as up in the air as the division is in terms of who's winning, there's some talented players in this division. I'm going to... MVP, that's a strong one, though. How about we go with Paul Goldschmidt again?
Oh, he was the only guy who had hits yesterday. Is that right,
Chris?
Yeah,
I know.
Yes, that's right.
Yesterday.
He had all of
that
the
was
hits
why
yesterday.
I went with him, because I saw his highlights last night.
Chris, NL Central MVP?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting.
Yeah.
The guy that won it last year, if they would have given the award, I think would have maybe been Bellinger.
Mm.
You know,
yeah.
But I'm with everybody else here thinking that he's going to go back to more normal. Goldschmidt is always a reliable guy, and he's coming off an off year. Man, I'm trying to find somebody on the Reds, and I could go with your favorite guy, O'Neill.
Oh, no, he's on the Pirates.
I mean, Ellie De La Cruz.
Yeah, I love Ellie De La
Cruz. Or I could go with O'Neill Cruz of the Pirates. They're both really great young shortstops. I'm going to go with a shocker here.
What?
I think his first name is Christian. Encarnacion Strand.
He went 0-4 yesterday, but...
Oh, well, that's it.
Is that going to be your response?
Is that going
to
be everything all year? You're just going to remember what everybody did on opening day?
No, I'm just saying I was very locked into opening day baseball yesterday.
Oh, he went 0-4 yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take him in a shocker, and then if he has a good year, you guys will say, hey, good call.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to go with Ellie De La Cruz. He's electric.
You are going with the Reds shortstop.
I think he's going to be better and better. And also, did you guys see that video of him the other day doing an interview in English for the first time?
That was awesome.
Awesome.
I posted that.
Awesome. I love when guys do that.
He said he worked extremely hard on his English so that he could speak English. But he was talking more about why it was important, he felt like, for him to learn it. And he wants the folks who are listening to be able to understand him. He wants to be able to understand them.
Good
it was
him.
just a really cool thing to watch a young guy do who's It's having to, I mean, I can't imagine having to do all that.
Seriously. Seriously. And that's why I love him. L.A. De La Cruz, MVP. And then he said he was like, he made a joke of like, well, I don't know about interpreters anymore, you know, kind of thing with Otani and all that. All right. I don't even know who's up. Chris, yeah. Cy Young.
Cy Young for the NL Central. I think it comes down to, last year, again, this would have gone to Justin Steele. But going on your way of thinking, he's already hurt after opening day. So that's a bad start. I think it comes down to a couple of guys. Sonny Gray coming to the Cardinals. And the guy that they think's going to be the greatest pitcher ever every single year. And he just never is.
And who's that?
That's Hunter Green.
He's your guy.
Not this year.
I've
totally given up on him in fantasy baseball. I have thrown him back into the pile. And so that is probably why he will come back to haunt me this year. I'll take Hunter Green.
That's crazy, Chris, because I legitimately did have Hunter Green, too. Because for the very same reasons, like...
What, that I gave up on him in fantasy?
Well, that, and he's going to turn it around. He has to. He has the talent. Tony, Cy Young of the NL Central.
I'd agree.
Wow.
Three for three.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And that music can mean only one thing. Time to return to our 2024 Major League Baseball preview. I'm Gwen and Chris. We did the AL West and the NL West earlier this week. So let's get to the AL Central and the NL Central. We do have the advantage of one game having been played by everybody, so that could
change things.
That could factor into some of our decisions. But Scraby, take over and lead us through this, and we'll get going here.
All right, let's start, as Chris said, with the AL Central. Tony, who's going to finish in first in that division?
I'm going to go with the Cubbies.
The Cubs. Wait,
I'm going with the
AL.
Yeah, I think he said AL.
Did I say NL?
No, you said AL, but you told him you were going to do NL first, and then you switched up on him.
I don't think I did.
Nice going.
I think you did.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Good job, Tony. You know that the Cubs are in the Central, at least.
He does know that. He just doesn't know what league they're in. That's
All right, exactly. AL Central. Do you need me to list the teams for you?
What a guy.
All right, I'm done now.
Either way.
It's almost fair to say that because we always complain, all of us, about the AL Central, that is where players go to disappear from the scene.
Well, now that Scraby has clarified the league that we're actually doing right now, I give you the Minnesota Twins as my
Twinkies.
American League Central winners.
All right, Chris.
Twins repeat, says Tony Gwynn Jr. I'm going to go with an upset here. It seems like the AL Central is one of those where the divisions kind of change hands every year. I was really impressed with the Detroit Tigers, you know, last year. I mean, they finished a little under 500, but they were in second place. I thought they had a much improved season under A.J. Hinch. I think, you know, he was the guy that led the Astros during the crazy scandal-ridden era, but I think he can manage, and I think he's getting something out of this young team. I think they're starting to come of age a little bit. I like what they added on the pitching staff, Kenta Maeda, Jack Flaherty. So I'm going to go with the Tigers in an upset here. I'll take them in the AL Central.
I took the Twinkies, as you said.
You also went Twinkies. Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
Chris, who's your last place team?
This is an easy one. You know, it's interesting. The AL and NL West were really easy, right, with Oakland and the Rockies. And most people think the White Sox might even be worse than both those teams.
Whoa.
I've seen some people rank the White Sox even lower than that. You know, they pretty much have given up. I mean, the Dylan Cease trade will tell you that was the one star they had on that staff. I'm going to say the White Sox.
Okay, I was like, is he going to go in a completely different direction after all this? No, White Sox.
No, White Sox.
I'm also going to say the White Sox. Tony?
I'm going to say the White Sox, but I think the hype train for the Royals may be a little bit too hypey.
There's a lot of hype, but there's too many former Padres there, Tony. We can't root that hard against the Royals.
I'm just saying they might be able to shut some people down for a little bit, but can they score?
Yeah.
I mean, so I'm going to go with the White Sox because they seem like they're trying to lose right now.
All right, I'm up first for the MVP of the AL Central, and I'm going to go with Carlos Correa. Don't take my shirt off.
Really? Carlos Correa?
Because he...
It's about time he has a big season.
I was reading last night that his plantar fasciitis is completely gone. He feels really good, and he went 3-for-4 yesterday. So maybe a bounce-back season, I'm taking a chance.
Well, there it is. One game is affecting your decision.
I'm taking a chance, Chris.
He went 3-for-4.
He still has the talent.
Do you want to reconsider this? Because Well, hang on. You are the biggest Bobby Witt Jr. fan I have ever seen. You made him your number one pick in fantasy.
Well, yeah, it was the second overall pick.
And you're not going to choose him for MVP because why? You don't want to jinx it?
No, it's nothing like that. I don't believe in that stuff. I just think Carlos Correa is going to have that good of a season.
Interesting.
Because if the Royals are terrible and Bobby Witt Jr. is really good, then who cares?
Okay. Fair enough.
Tony?
I'm going to go with Luis Robert. I think he continues to ascend. He had a tremendous year last year. I think he just keeps getting better. So I'm going to give him the MVP of this division for the Central.
Chris?
He's going to pull in Andre Dawson back in the day when he won NL MVP on the last place team.
That's pretty awesome.
You got to have a great season to do that. So, all right, after all of this, I'll take Bobby Witt Jr. then. He's the best player in the division, and you drafted him number 2 overall.
I did.
Of every player in baseball.
It was either him or Julio. Who would you have taken, Tony? Bobby Witt Jr. or Julio Rodriguez?
Julio.
Dang it. I knew I sat there until the end of my selection.
You just love Bobby Witt too much, but I'll take him for MVP.
It's not a bad
He's a 30-30 guy. That's pretty good.
By the way, I think it was the AI of Sports Illustrated that suggested the Padres trade Ethan Salas for Luis Robert Jr., and that will never happen. All right. Tony, Cy Young of the AL Central.
Oh, man. You know, Dylan Cease is no longer in the...
No, he doesn't count.
American League Central.
Yeah.
So he's out of there. How about I go back to old faithful Mr. Pablo Lopez of the Minnesota Twins?
You like that guy,
He's
Tom.
Got good, just filthy stuff off that bump.
Chris?
I'm going to go with a guy that I wound up with on our fantasy league. And he pitched 6 shutout innings on opening day. And I hear really good things about this guy, Tarik Skubal.
Oh, yeah.
Of the Detroit Tigers. He's their ace. He's ascending from everything I've read. So I don't know if he's good enough to win the whole division Cy Young, but if the Tigers are going to have a good year, maybe he will too.
I thought about going Michael Walker. I thought about going all those guys. But I'm going with a guy who I picked up yesterday morning, and now he's my favorite. Garrett Crochet of the White Sox. Struck out 8 yesterday. Did some great things.
So Scraby's basing all of his picks on one day of baseball.
This
is what you say in the draft.
Yeah, that is true. It is true. His ERA plus last year was great. He showed some promise in 2021. So, there we go.
You got him.
Yes, I did.
Good luck with that.
Chris, you're newcomer to the division.
Yeah, I'm looking at the rosters right now, and I'm trying to find a newcomer. And
should I go first? I have mine.
The White Sox certainly don't have anybody. Cleveland is coming with pretty much the same squad. Detroit, young, but
Mark Canna. I mean, he's an addition, but I can't see him being that dominant. I'll tell you what. I'll go with Jack Flaherty.
Oh, all right.
Of the Tigers.
All right.
I don't know, Tony. You can know better than me, but this guy was one of the best pitchers in baseball 3 years ago. The injuries have, I guess, taken their toll. He doesn't seem to have the same stuff or command, but I can't really think of anybody else, so I'll go with him.
I'm going to go with Stephen Wilson.
Stephen Wilson of the Royals.
I mean, the White Sox.
Yes, our old friend Stephen Wilson.
I'm going to say that he gets opportunities to close, and he's going to show that he's a closer in the league. So I'm going to be
I think it's interesting you're picking all White Sox here in this division. They're probably not going to win a game.
Correa.
Yeah.
This is very true.
Interesting.
Tony, you're a newcomer.
This is a pretty easy one. I mean, I can go. I'm going to say 1A or 1B is either going to be Seth Lugo or Michael Wacha will be the newcomers of that division. There, both of them we know very well. Pitched their minds out last year. Were able to capitalize on it there in free agency. So I'm going to go with the
I'll tell you what, Tony.
Lugo Wacha combo.
I was going to say I'm feeling very. Very gregarious here.
Oh, yes?
I don't know if that was the right word. But
you're feeling very outgoing here?
No, I'm just going to give him both guys. I'm going to let him have two.
Oh, you're being generous.
Generous. That's what
there
I wanted. Yes,
there
being generous.
Is.
You can have both guys, Tony.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
The law firm of Lugo and Wacha.
Lugo Wacha. Very good.
All right, let's go to NL Central, and we're going to start with you, Chris, your first place team.
NL Central. Man, the injuries have really taken their toll before the season started, but I bought into the Reds. They're young. They're hungry. They've got so much talent that they can't even fit everybody onto the roster, and they got a young pitching staff that's ready to bloom. If they can just get back to healthy, they got to get Matt McClain back. They got to get their cheating third baseman back, Noel Marte, for the second half. I'll take the Reds in a tight division race.
All right. I'm going to go with the Cubs because I guess there's a lot of hype and I fell for it. Tony, who are you going with for first place in the NL Central? Oh, you already said it, actually. The Cubs.
Yeah, remember?
Another Cubs, yeah.
Tony,
yeah,
do I need to name all the teams in the Central?
What a guy he is.
I know. I'm being funny. You know, I'm being very annoying today, I got to say.
Yes, you are.
You're in a good mood and annoying at the same time.
Last place team has got to be the Pirates. They just are last place every single year. Was it last year that they started out really hot?
Yeah.
And then they faded?
For about the first half, they had a really nice run.
Tony, who do you think is going to be last place?
Wow. It's a tough decision.
I mean, it could be the Brewers.
Hmm.
But everything is telling me I need to pick the Brewers, but I'm going to pick Pittsburgh.
Can I stay with them?
Stay with Pittsburgh.
Chris?
I'll tell you one thing. We didn't get this right last year because none of us picked the Cardinals to finish last in this division. Hard to believe they would be last again. I am going to go with the Brewers. You know, we see teams in baseball go from last to first. It happens a lot. We very rarely predict first to last. But I think in this division it's possible. Like the Brewers, you know, no Burns, no Woodruff. Those were the two guys that really carried them. Rhys Hoskins is a nice addition, but I think Yelich is a little bit older. Two young guys alongside him in the outfield. I'll say the Brewers come in last. How about that?
All right. Tony, who's your MVP of the NL Central?
There's some good options in this division. Honestly, as bad as it is, as up in the air as the division is in terms of who's winning, there's some talented players in this division. I'm going to... Oh, MVP, that's a strong one, though. How about we go with Paul Goldschmidt again?
Oh, he was the only guy who had hits yesterday. Is that right,
Chris? Yeah, I know.
Yes, that's right. Yesterday. He had all of the hits.
That was why
yesterday.
I went with him, because I saw his highlights last night.
Chris? NL Central MVP?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting.
Yeah.
The guy that won it last year, if they would have given the award, I think would have maybe been Bellinger.
Mm.
You know,
yeah.
But I'm with everybody else here thinking that he's going to go back to more normal. Goldschmidt is always a reliable guy, and he's coming off an off year.
Man, I'm trying to find somebody on the Reds, and I could go with your favorite guy, O'Neill.
Oh, no, he's on the Pirates.
I mean, Ellie De La Cruz.
Yeah, I love Ellie De La
Cruz. Or I could go with O'Neill Cruz of the Pirates. They're both really great young shortstops. I'm going to go with a shocker here.
What?
I think his first name is Christian. Encarnacion Strand.
He went 0 for 4 yesterday, but...
Oh, well, that's it.
Is that going to be your response?
Is that going to be everything all year? You're just going to remember what everybody did on opening day?
No, I'm just saying I was very locked into opening day baseball yesterday.
Oh, he went 0 for 4 yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take him in a shocker, and then if he has a good year, you guys will say, hey, good call.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to go with Ellie De La Cruz. He's electric.
You are going with the Reds shortstop.
I think he's going to be better and better. And also, did you guys see that video of him the other day doing an interview in English for the first time?
That was awesome.
Awesome.
I posted that.
Awesome. I love when guys do that.
He said he worked extremely hard on his English so that he could speak English. But he was talking more about why it was important, he felt like, for him to learn it. And he wants the folks who are listening to be able to understand him. He wants to be able to understand them. It was just a really cool thing to watch a young guy do. I can't imagine having to do all that.
Seriously. And that's why I love him. L.A. De La Cruz, MVP. And then he said he was like, he made a joke of like, well, I don't know about interpreters anymore, you know, kind of thing with Ohtani and all that. All right. I don't even know who's up. Chris.
Yeah.
Cy Young
for the NL Central. I think it comes down to, last year, again, this would have gone to Justin Steele. But going on your way of thinking, he's already hurt after opening day. So that's a bad start. I think it comes down to a couple of guys. Sonny Gray coming to the Cardinals. And the guy that they think's going to be the greatest pitcher ever every single year. And he just never is.
And who's that?
That's Hunter Green.
He's your guy.
Not this year.
I've
totally given up on him in fantasy baseball. I have thrown him back into the pile. And so that is probably why he will come back to haunt me this year. I'll take Hunter Green.
That's crazy, Chris, because I legitimately did have Hunter Green, too. Because for the very same reasons, like...
What, that I gave up on him in fantasy?
Well, that, and he's going to turn it around. He has to. He has the talent. Tony, Cy Young of the NL Central.
Hunter Green.
Wow.
Three for three. Wow. That's pretty good.
Let's see him do it.
For the NL Central, for me, Chirios of the Brewers.
Jackson.
That's right. I didn't want to say his first name because I wasn't sure if
it
was Jackson.
It. Yeah. Number two overall prospect in baseball.
Yeah. And he, yes. So I'm going to choose him. Tony, you're a newcomer.
My newcomer. Yeah, I mean that's probably the best pick. Cheerio.
Chris, are you gonna make it a clean sweep?
No, you know what? My newcomer is Rhys Hoskins, his teammate.
All right, Rhys Hoskins. Chris,
Rhys Hoskins, a really underrated player. I like that. Trying to look through some of the possibilities here. Michael Bush for the Cubs, not really enough. Jimer Candelario of the Reds.
Oh yeah.
You know, if the Reds are going to be big, you mentioned Hoskins. I'm going to go with the guy I mentioned earlier, Sonny Gray, the Cardinals. Big addition, goes right to the top of the rotation once he's healthy. Cardinals have a turnaround season. He's one of the reasons why.
All right, good stuff, guys. Those are our AL and NL Central picks. We'll finish up with our East picks next week. And when we get back, you have a chance to take on Chris and Chris versus the fans. 833-288-0973. Qualification for Las Vegas. Up for grabs. Give us a call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time,
we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.